All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm Victor Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Happy Sunday evening. All right, now, so there you have it. All right, now, the United States is not going to offer me a book. Trust me. All right, now, with this type of invention, all right, now, that's for the world. I get book covers from across planet Earth, right? I'm pretty sure that so the United States can go sit down. All right, now, that's for the world. All right, now, it's not me talking shit, but after I dealt with the United States, I've been treated to racism. No, ain't kiss my ass. Right? By Jesus' goodness, right? I didn't start it, right? Okay, by Jesus' goodness, all right, now, 100, and I want to cuss and say, Jesus, God, forgive me for cussing. All right, now, 100%, 100%, 100%, everything. Anything got struck, you know how these oil companies drill for oil, and they have the and they have the right to export it, import it, sell it, or sit on it. Anything, the United States got told, anything I extract right now, that's for the Lord, and right now is 100% mine. These racists are so stupid, all right? Now, these shitholes like T.D. Jakes, to be all the way fair, everybody's not racist like Mitch McConnell and Biden, but this racist, I mean, this son of a bitch, did you see him? He can barely walk on the beach, right? It's like his legs are fighting the sand, but he can wake up and start lynching me, and he can barely walk. He's so full of hate. He can wake up and start murdering men, women, and children, and burning babies alive, and beheading and decapitating people. He can wake up and hating people and keep being a murderous racist after seeing the intelligence reports that he burned children alive and shot men and women to death and terrorized them and did evil to them and did no wrong to him in Israel. He hated Jewish people so much he can wake his nasty old ass up and pay terrorists to keep bombing them despite seeing the intelligence reports of him burning children alive. He can wake up and keep trying to frame and call the Klan over and over again and do torture and war crimes. But he's shitty old, a hate-filled dumbass can barely walk old Joe Biden. Son of a bitch is fighting the sand to walk on that beach, but can be so full of hatred, he can do all that, right? What a jackass. I hope that you guys are willing great. All right, now, that's for it. Good evening to you guys. All right, now, but yeah, as far as the United States is concerned, I don't know what the United States and these old racist clowns in and these buttholes like T.D. Jakes and Obama, I don't know what they thought they were doing. All right, now, tell me something. I own 100% of the stock. Anything that I extract, I own. You cannot give me 30% of my own money. You dumbasses are delusional. I'm not extracting any money in your shores. I'm not extracting any money in your territories. I'm going to go straight to the point with this because I want to be so loud tonight, right? By Jesus' goodness, I own 100% of anything got struck from a global supply chain. It is proven, verified, backed up, that it's global. It has no ties to the United States. I'm not extracting anything in no U.S.-owned territories. I'm not extracting anything on U.S. soil, right? In no 50 state of the United States, plus the territories like Puerto Rico and Guam. Anything that the United States owns, any territory, does that make sense? I am not extracting on it, right? Does that make sense right now? No. See, these punks, racists, and faggots, and faggot racists, they'll never pop their sorry asses up and have their hands out ever and beg me again. I promise you. They'll never be stupid enough to do that again. After the disrespect, the evil, the callousness, the nastiness, right? They didn't bother to ask me for help. They tried to humiliate me, embarrass me, steal from me, take from me, treat me like shit. Lot was, I was okay. Joe Scarborough is black, right? What did they tell him? I right now use the back door to put in his female relative into the Freemasons. Just don't tell any niggers about it, right? Does that make sense? Okay. And Joe Scarborough smiled and giggled. You know, does that make sense? Had been lying about being white for all his life. He is a black man. He's an African American man. He is a descendant of black slaves that picked cotton. Does that make sense? He is a descendant of black slaves. And right now, that's what Obama is darker than him. And Obama don't even have slave ancestry. But this fair-skinned man with the slave ancestry, does that make sense? Right now, lied about being white for 61 years, like his parent lied about being white for all their life. Does that make sense? With a mixed race, grandparent and a completely black grandparent, and great-great-grandparent is completely black, and their parent is completely black, right? What's up? Okay. The Freemasons are right now, these old nasty racists, does that make sense to right now? These in the Dick Nut group, these old nasty racists like Halls and Walls, they try to steal from me, they call the Klan to frame me. And it was like say, you know, just use the back door. Does that make sense to right now? This is before his female family member, this is before the extraction, right? And it's interesting with the extraction. Trump had just gotten out of office when I got the extraction. When Trump was in office in 2020, I didn't have it yet. Right? The Lord blessed me with the extraction January 2021. Right? Trump had literally just left out of office. Biden had been in office less than a year when I got the extraction. That's the God on the stove. Right? I thank the Lord, though. It exposed a lot of... It's not a knock at Trump. I thank the Lord it exposed a lot about America. Don't trust these shitholes for nothing. Right? Does that mean says that is not a knock at Trump? That is not a repudiation of Trump? No. But I noticed that. Trump had just been out of office less than a year when I got the extraction. The extraction, though... I got over $5 million. Everything they counted on that screen is mine. There's no 30%, 100% of it is mine, right? These shitholes try to, steal from me the 30%. Okay, these racists, these buttholes like Obama, everybody ain't racist, but, you got clown holes like Obama and TD Jakes, them. These, all right, now let me ask you something, okay? Who are these punks buying stock from? I don't get it. I own 100%. I own 100%. I own more than 30%. I own more than 40%. I own more than 50% by Jesus pointing out. I own more than 60%. I own more than 70%. I own more than 80%. I own more than 90%. I own 100%. That's why they kept calling the Klan, because they know I own 100%. That's why they kept trying to kill me by putting me on the street, saying, I own 100%. That's why they went the extra mile to try to make me look incompetent. They dried up my work and starved me and humiliated me. That's why they put a stream of me sleeping in the back of a car where, brother Kate Middleton couldn't stop laughing. Of course, does that make sense right now? Said he watched me from the time. It's so damn weird that brother Kate is watching me, man. Kate Middleton. That shit ain't right, man. All right, but said from the time that he is up, from the time he's up to the time he go to bed, he watch me. Unless he had to step out of the house, that's the only time he's listening to the stream. And even then, somehow, he's listening to the stream and he's out the house driving. The shit is insane. I don't understand it. So he tried to make sure he don't miss anything. Whew, that make my skin crawl. That is fucked up, right? I don't care for Brother Kate and Brother Kate don't care for me. Why the hell is he listening and watching everything I do and say? That's some freaky stuff. That's very damn weird. All right, now, if you think of love, X William, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, he said, why you stalk her so much? You know you already hate her. Does that make sense? All right, now, William said that a couple weeks ago. All right, now, that's for the Lord. But check this out, all right? Now, that's... All right, now, you did confirm that three militants gave William oral sex. All right, now, you got these racists saying, I'm violating people's privacies. No, I'm not. These racists tried to steal from me. They put zero investments into it. Brother Kate is a racist, and he got views. Ran my blood for AIDS like dozens of times. You would think Brother Kate was giving himself AIDS since he ran my blood for AIDS so much, right? Does that make sense? With zero instances of AIDS, I ain't got no disease, not one disease, not one sickness, not one disease. Brother Kate ran my blood over and over and over again. You would think Brother Kate wanted to take him an AIDS test to make sure he didn't have AIDS. I ran a plus a DNA test he gave to me over and over again. Right? What's up? So I didn't start it, right? All right, now, so you did confirm that, Kate Middleton sucked William's dick. Carol Middleton gave William oral sex. All right, now, there's a third Middleton. You got these races. I'm ruining people's families. These races tried to steal from me while lynching me. Brother Kate was laughing when I got kicked out of my house to sleep in the back of a car because some dumbass racist in the United States kept drawing up my money. What's up, right? I could care less about Brother Kate. Okay, three Middletons sucked William's dick, right? All right, now, that'd be Kate Middleton, Carol Middleton. There's another third one. They keep saying, ruin how these racists want to crowd this, this sadness that they do. All men are evil to other people, right? Kate is racist. Don't feel bad to say it, right? The skin color, all right, now, he made comments about it, too. He made comments about it, right? Of one of the kids, right? I don't have any kids yet. There'll be somebody else in their family. Kids, we're not going to go into that, right? What's up? So you did confirm there were three militants that gave William oral sex, right? When one was looking the other way, the other one was sucking his dick, and the other one was looking the other way, and the other one was sucking his dick, right? And none of them told each other that they were sucking his, giving William oral sex, right? I didn't allow them, right? Okay, well, I did not allow them, right? Okay, I don't read Joe Scarborough. I don't watch Joe Scarborough. I don't pay attention to Joe Scarborough. Go through all my streaming. All right, now, that's for what my mom watches, morning during the nights that she, during the mornings that she's off of work, she watches him. Sometimes it's kind of loud and I can hear it down here. You hear Joe Scarborough clown ass saying some stupid ass racist stuff about stealing, and then I would be down here talking and respond to that bullshit. And I start saying 2 months ago, I'm like, okay, Joe, that's enough of this. All right, now, that's enough of this. All right, now, look, then, too, old Joe Scarborough. I'm like, okay, Joe, that's enough of this. Start saying 2 months ago. I'm like, Joe, tell everybody who you are. And I said again, Joe, tell everybody who you are. Right? I'm like, show people a picture of your grandparents. And Joe blurted out that he is white. He knew I was going with him. I'm like, Joe, stop lying about your identity. Tell everybody who you are. And since Joe failed to do that in 2 months after he talked about, I'm poor. And, I better do fraud. His old stupid ass is going to, frame thinking that he in with the racists and want to step on my rights and trample on me like I'm less than his clown black ass. Does that make sense? Right? And I'm like, okay, everybody, okay, clearly I'm not poor to the fact that the United States sort of had an understanding I'm not poor. They tried to terrorize me because I get 100%. They tried to frame me because I get 100% of my own money that the Lord Jesus gave to me that is earned through the Holy Spirit, that is earned by Christ Jesus, that is earned by Father God Jehovah. I didn't steal it from anybody. I didn't pretend to be something I'm not. Oh, you don't been all through my blood. You don't see my Japanese, Hawaiian, Black, Asian, Jewish ass, right? German too, right? That's not related to the royals in Windsor Castle, right? And at Buckingham Palace. I do not bring most European royals. Damn near every European dynasty across Europe, I am related to by blood, royalty. Does that make sense? I am not lying about who I am in being royal. I'm not pretending to be royal. You ran my blood because remember, I'm black. You have a higher standard for me. Joe Black too, right? They put his female relative through the back door of the Freemasons. They're like saying, just, you know, remember, don't let no niggers know about there being women in the Freemasons, right? And Joe laughed and giggled despite them basically calling him a nigger too, his dumb ass. Okay. And he used his influence to get his black family member, or excuse me, no, his family member into the Freemasons. You guys can fact check my ass. Black man Joe Scarborough, the descendant of African slaves. African American Joe Scarborough, and Joe Scarborough is African American. Joe Scarborough's great-grandparent is black. Joe Scarborough's great-grandparent's parent is black. And their parent is black. And their parent is black, too. And their parent is black, too. Right? He has a mixed-race grandparent. A black and white grandparent, which means that, okay, you know how these races love to weaponize my granddaddy, John. Okay, Joe Scarborough got a John. His John happens to be his grandparent's, parent. Right? Joe Scarborough got a John. Right? The name is not John, but he got a John. You know, they love to say, John this and John that, to justify these little stupid-ass racists trying to steal from me as if you black and you less than. You fuckers have lost your minds, right? These assholes like TDJs, too. Everybody's not black, everybody's not racist, but there are some shitholes like Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden. Nasty and very racist. Everybody don't operate like that, and some people don't give a damn. They will treat you right as long as you treat them right. If you cool with them, they're cool with you. If you show them respect, they respect you, as it should be, right? I do not proceed to think that I'm stupid enough to think I'm special enough to mistreat nobody. I am not special enough to mistreat you. And nobody is going to be stupid enough to think they're special enough to mistreat me. I promise you. Right? If people want to act stupid, you don't have to fuck with them. Just the same, right? Excuse me. All right, no, that's the letter, right? No, but as far as Joe Scarborough is concerned, okay, so he is from a long black line. Does that make sense to the fact that he is descendant of black slaves? He is descendant, all right, now of slaves. Obama don't even have slave ancestry, but he is much darker than Joe Scarborough. You look at Obama, black man. Oh, Joe Scarborough's a black man too. Obama is, African, all right? You can say in some ways, you know, he's not the traditional African American. Does that make sense right now? Because he's not African American. Obama is not African American. All right, now, if his dad is from Kenya, his mom, all right, now, no matter where his dad is from, it don't matter. All right, now, Stanley Ann Dunham, right now. His father is white. Does that make sense? Stanley Ann Dunham, all right, now, he got a parent that's from the United States. It don't matter where he was born at. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, his parent is from the United States, period. That's it. You have servicemen and women deployed all across the world. And when their children are born, they're still by default U.S. citizens because of that parent. That's it for that, right? So don't nobody jump at me, this birth or stuff. I'm not into that. So I'm just stating the fact there, right? I don't care for Obama, but I wouldn't take it there. Okay, check this out. Obama, all right, now, does not have any slave ancestry, none, but he is darker skinned, right? You can look at Barack Obama, you can determine he's black. Joe Scarborough, you cannot look at him because he is so fair-skinned. You cannot determine that he is black, all right? Now, Joe Scarborough's parent, all right, now, you know, had some difficulty with that. Joe Scarborough's own parent, some people would decipher that his parent, ask him about this, I don't know if he'll fess up to this. All right, now you need to get a picture of Joe Scarborough's parent, right? That was successfully, for the most part, able to, you know, what they call it, pass for being white, lie about being white, right? And married somebody else white, right? Their parent is mixed race. All right, now married a white person, but there are a couple of black features that came out of Joe's parent. And they tried to, like, you know, separate themselves from the black part of their family as much as possible. Joe Scarborough and his family are from Mississippi. They had a full understanding of how, the white supremacist racists would treat them. So, you know, his parent was lying about being white. But see, in some circles, his parent, it didn't fly that his parent, is white, because there's some features that Joe Scarborough's own parent has that didn't quite pass the smell test despite having a mixed race parent and a white parent. There were still some African-American features that manifested, all right, now, as far as, like, you know, tones and tans, all right, now, we get, like, summer, you know. All men are tricks that were tried to, like, try to, you know, stay looking white. Okay, so Joe Scarborough did the same thing that his parent did, lied about being white, and married somebody white. Does that make sense? And right now, had children with somebody white. Joe Scarborough, all right, now, he is the product of a mixed-race person and a white person. He is the product of it, right? He's black. He's African-American, right? His children are African-American. His grandchildren are African-American. What's up? Okay. So when the racist told you, all right, now this day at Zesterbank, fat check me. These racists said all this stuff about Halls and Walls. They put a black man into the back door and put his female relative in the Freemasons through that back door. While they tried to lie and steal from me, even though I own 100% of everything. Okay, who are these damn racists selling fraud to? I own 100% of the stock. Everything that I extract, I own it. So you can't give me a percentage and I already own 100%. So you had racists, you know, selling shit that's worthless. Like, they did the same. These racists did the same stuff that Sam Bankman-Fried did. He printed an air token, and he started selling it to people as if it had value. His old dumb ass felt so entitled, even though his mama hair's so nappy, he's something, right? Sam Bankman-Fried. Why is his mama hair so nappy like that, right? Does that make sense, right? No, that's Floyd. All right, now, what is the person? I want to talk about his mom. Does that make sense, right? Now, coming back as some Jewish, you know, heritage there and his mom. All right, now, so God forgive me, I ain't trying to insult no Jewish person. I didn't know, right? All right, now, Sam Bankman-Fried's mom was passing for white, right? The step, since we have talked about this extensively. All right, about about his mama having that nappy hair, and I want to look into it, right? All right, now, that's the word. All right, now, some other stuff going on in those jeans. I didn't quite get to it. I left alone there. But as far as, like, Joe Scarborough is concerned, all right, now, that's for, like, kept coming back, this dude is African-American in his formula. And it kept coming back that he is African-American in his formula to the fact that said this 2 months ago. All right, now, that's what, to the fact that the folks at NBC, they said, she's already saying that, she's already said, right. I was like saying, Joe need to tell everybody who he is for real. I realized that it's sensitive. I didn't just pull the bandage up and tell people who Joe Scarborough is. When you start talking this shit about framing me, when you start talking this shit about stealing from me, when you start talking this bullshit about walls, when you start talking this bullshit about impugning my rights, and he tried to, you know, lie about being white, because he understands that America's fucked up and there is a such thing as white privilege, so he benefited from it to the nth degree for 61 years of his life. All right, no, that's for the Lord, right? What's up? And then when I say that I'm talking about a poor man's version of The Economist, even though these stupid-ass clowns are right now, these stupid-ass racists like Joe Scarborough, and he is a delusional-ass, black-ass fool, but okay. And I did not start it. I didn't start it, right? Did you guys see The Imitation of Life? All right, now that's what, did you guys see where I put Sarah Jane down there? Joe Scarborough is like a Sarah Jane. Visibly, he looks white, but he's a black man. He's African-American. Visibly, Joe Scarborough looks white, and I did not bite my tongue. And Obama is not even African-American. Right? You couldn't say he is African, you know, with an African father and American. You can say he's African-American like that. But not African-American that he had slaves that were brought over here. He had slave ancestry, slaves that were brought over here. No, does that make sense? His dad was born free and his mother was born free. He is not descendant of slaves. Joe Scarborough is a descendant of African slaves. Fact check me about his lineage, his line. He is descendant of African slaves, right? He's not reading, you assholes got all my streaming. What's up, right? I have to prove what Ripple is by now. I thank God for Jesus that poured it out to me. You just had a bunch of faggots that thought they could steal by lying. Let's see a dumbass just try that now. And God forgive me for the language. You don't help shitty people. These assholes didn't help me for ask me for help with the economies. They did not ask me for help with nothing. They start calling me niggers and black bitches, saying they would steal from me. I'm a nigger and I had no business with an invention in my knowledge. They did say it, right? They start calling me nigger and they tried to make them up a wall that don't exist. In fact, they said they told Joe Scarborough, this black man, to put his you know, family members into it that are females and women just like me. I want nothing to do with it. I don't worship Satan, these dumbasses. Stay with delusional clown asses behind your walls. Stay mad and green and jealous. You can kiss me. What a jackass joke, you jackasses are, right? I'm going over to China. I'm going to make them an offer. They can't refuse. They won't refuse. Don't care who gets on the phone and cry. They're not going to refuse it. I promise you, right? Israel, France, or China? Or Israel, China, or France? I'm going to make these countries an offer. They won't refuse. I'm not going to the bank over and over again for these old nasty-ass racists thinking they can call stuff, try to stop stuff. I'm not fooling with that. I will go straight to China. I'm not going to deal with it. Right? On no day. For my own money. Okay. Anything got struck, I own 100% of it. We're going to get back to that for a second because that's very critical. Who the hell are these racists that they are selling stock? I own 100% of it. You have no percentages to sell. I own 100% of it. What the hell? You assholes are just like Sam Bankman-Fried. You printed out air tokens and sold it to other jackasses and they stupidly bought them and I own 100% of the stock. You can't even buy into it because I already own 100% of it. Right? You did, in essence, buy an air token that other races printed out and pretend they had value, right? Like that shithole Warren Buffett, you know, with $300 billion. Does that make sense that he stole? I'm not extracting any more fraud because I own 100% of everything that's extracted. I'm not extracting anything because I own 100%. You do not have any more shares to give me, and I own it all anyway by Jesus giving it to me. So basically, in essence, these nasty-ass racists just made buffoons of themselves. But right now, it is very racist that I thank God for the people at the top for their integrity. I thank God for Jesus, because I had to start with these folks. These folks lynched me. They tried to frame me. They starved me. They humiliated me. They embarrassed me. They stole my rent money. They blocked me out of my accounts. They got me kicked outside. William even said, all right, no, even Brother Kate was watching me sleep in the back of my car. I got phone calls and everything. Guess what? I'm trying to call my supervisors. I got videos showing that my work was dried up. I'm trying not to get loud tonight. Does that make sense? So right now, that's for the Lord, where they kept trying to pull everybody off the phone and make me homes, calling me black bitch. Just a nigger saying they gonna break my black ass. We got the nigger. I'm outside sleeping in the car. The racists don't bother to say shit. But William said even in the UK, Kate can see the stream and be sleeping in the back of the car laughing. What's up? Because I own 100% of stock. I own it. 100% I own. Anything that I extract, by Jesus' goodness, I own it. Because by Jesus' goodness, the United States got told to sit their clown asses down. Is a global supply chain. Everybody in the United States is not bad, but these racist shitholes, these assholes like T.J. Jackson and Obama, they're nasty, right? And they are clowns. How you proceed to think you can try to sell stock you have no ownership in? I own 100%. How'd you racists do that? How'd you print up air tickets, pretend stock, and sell it to people, and I already own 100%? How'd you think you could do that? Are you stupid? How'd you do that? How'd you print up this valueless stock here right now? I own 100%. You own no shares. You own nothing. You own nothing. You own no percent. You own nothing. 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 These assholes printed them up some tickets and pretended they stuck and sold them to these assholes. And I own 100%, so I'm not extracting shit. I'm going out to the United States. I'm not extracting anything on the U.S. territories. I'm not extracting anything on your U.S. borders. I'm not extracting anything on your U.S. soil, your states. You assholes won't make another penny by trying to steal from up under me, I promise you. Okay, by Jesus' goodness, I already own 100%. What are you going to do? Give me 101%. Are you kidding me? I kiss Jesus' feet. I thank God for Jesus. These folks treated me like shit. I thank God for Jesus. They tried to frame me, humiliate me, embarrass me, despite me not being a criminal, looking at me with racism. They were saying they were willing to destroy me and my life because they stupid-ass racist asses thought they could try to steal me. They can't. They got mad. Okay, you will never pop your sorry asses up. I don't care what color you are to bet me for no handout again. You don't treat me like shit. These assholes didn't bug to ask for my help. They tried to terrorize me, humiliate me, embarrass me, tell me they want to hang me, try to kill me. My pretty much, she's this nasty-ass racist that can barely walk at night. Put me on the streets over and over again for the kindness of his heart. He's trying to kill me. He's trying to also kill me for stress, anxiety. These fools have lost their mind. I cried in a couple of them hotels. I cried outside and I had to move to Mexico. People were treating me like shit. I had nowhere to stay. These assholes, racists, got busted during all this. They didn't bother to speak up because racists are not taught to have compassion. I own 100% of the stock. I own 100% of the money that I have. And they stupid asses just tried to figure out more ways to try to kill me because they were so mad they want to steal everything. What's up? You assholes can go straight to hell. You stupid asses. These jackass racists printed up air tickets. I own 100% of the stock already. There's nothing more to print up. To the fact they're sitting around for 2 years because it's not paying them anything. And they're sitting around for 2 more years because it's not paying them anything. And they're sitting around still because it's not paying them anything. And they look as stupid because they are stupid and they realize that they are stupid. Some fool sold them pretend. How do you do this? Some fool made up a pretend stock. Made a pretend stock up. I own 100%. They have no way to do that. I don't own 30%, I own 100%. I don't own 30%, yes, but I own 100%. I own everything. So these assholes literally, in their arrogance, in their racism, in their shittiness, in their godlessness, in their pretend wiles, in their assholeness, in their awfulness, printed up pretend, stocks, printed up pretend shares. And then sold it to the other assholes behind their fucking wall with them. How's that blockchain feel, you dumb bastards? I own 100% of stock. They printed up pretend and sold the other jackasses pretend for their real money. They fried, and I own 100% already. Jackasses. Stupid asses, right? I thank people for... Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That really bothered me how these folks did me like shit and Dan tried to steal everything from up under me, talking that bullshit. I bet your clown asses won't talk it anymore. Okay, I own 100% of the stuff. I own everything. I strike everything I put my hands to. I own. By Jesus, I own it. Yeah, right, no, that's what, because the Lord gave it to me. I didn't take it from anybody. I didn't mistreat anybody. I didn't harm anybody. I didn't loan anybody. I didn't try to frame anybody. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. I didn't want to steal from anybody. I did not steal from anybody. I didn't have it in my heart to start lynching somebody, right? Earn fast grab by integrity through Christ Jesus. Nobody on planet Earth that bought into it the first time lost their money. Nobody. And yet still, these folks treated me like shit like that. I thank God for the people at top for their integrity. Thank you. I thank Lord for the Lord Jesus. Okay, let me tell it to you like this. I'm going to give it to you in layman's terms. These buffoon, dumbass racists print them up some pretend stock and sell it to other fools. And I already own 100%. So they just took their real money for pretend stock that has no value, because how can you get something value over 100%? You have no way to do that. Anything I touch, I own it. You have no way to do that. I'm not extracting any more fraud in the U.S. territories or anything or nothing. You have no way to do that. It's a global supply chain. The United States on the sea are delusional asses. Get up and try to prove it's yours. Global. 7 continents, global. Over 7,000 languages, global. Different people, different groups, global. All out of Asia and Australia and Antarctica and Africa. I right now in the UK and Switzerland. Does that make sense? In Thailand. I right now in Canada. I right now in Mexico. This was extracted. Global supply chain. Global. God, really? Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, get a sense of humor. These racists printed up, like, you know how SoundBank made free printing up air tokens? We're FTX. The emperor has on no clothes. These racists have on no clothes. Obama them shitholes too, but the court is, this is racism. These racists like Sam Bankman Fried. You know that Sam Bankman, let me explain FTX, because it's the exact same thing the racists just did. And making up pretend stock that has no value because I already own 100%. So since I own 100%, I'm not giving you my shares of my money. That's not happening. Everything I extract, down 100% of it. You just sold pretend stock and lies to people. You sold lies to people. They bought your lies. They paid you their real money for their lies. They better get their money, but they paid you their real money for their lies. I own 100%. How are you doing that? I own everything I extract. How are you doing that? I'm not giving you any shares of my 100%. Why would I do that? I'm not giving you shitholes anything. I own 100%. Anything I touch, because it's a global supply chain, it's a worldly supply chain. It's from God's own hand. It's from Father God, Jehovah's own throne, by Christ Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord. I kissed the Lord Jesus' feet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because this really did bother me. These racists that tried to rob me blind. You see Warren Buffett, he is a shithole. But, you know, he's sitting on $300 billion despite his old racist self failing to make it in 75 years despite tens of millions of trades. Because, you know, he had no way to do that. Even the oil companies don't even have $500 billion of liquid cash, okay? Since the oil companies don't have ask Joe Scarborough, this black man. Ask African-American Joe Scarborough. Less than any jackass versus last reading anymore. Ask the fact sheet, all right? Now, does that make sense? Right now, the extraction sheet. Ask the flawless extraction alive plus the extraction sheet. Plus Joe Scarborough being an African-American man, despite working in Congress and knowing people in intelligence, and still, they cannot extract him being African-American. Despite his own parent having trouble hiding it sometimes with difficulty, I always had some lie to explain the way. Like a few features on that parent, despite having a white parent and a mixed race parent. But Joe Scarborough is way more fair scam. Ask African American Joe Scarborough. Ask black man Joe Scarborough. Ask the descendant of the black African slaves Joe Scarborough. That has lied about himself for 61 years. He even knew Trump, and Trump didn't even know he was black, right? And it's not saying shit about Trump, no. But he was in everybody's faces. Does that make sense? Trying to pretend over and over again, living in a delusion, living in an illusion. Does that make sense? Treating black people like shit. He hadn't played the full role of being a racist. Saying racist, stupid stuff. Saying arrogantly racist, stupid stuff as a black man. Hiding who he is. An African-American man. Joe Scarborough is an African-American man that treated black people with such contempt at times. Said racist stuff at times, despite him being an African-American black man. Joe Scarborough, fact check my ass. Joe Scarborough's own, family member took home a black person they had interest in, and he said no. He is a black man. He's an African-American man. He is the descendant of black slaves, right? What's up? John Scarborough got told no niggers could use the back door to put their female family members into Freemasons. And he laughed and giggled like, you know, he'll never let them niggers know and put his female relative in the Freemasons. Like Warren Buffett has a granddaughter in the Freemasons. Joe Scarborough has a family member that's in the Freemasons that he got there. All right, now pretending he a white man. All right, now, you know, through the back door. A black man used the back door to Freemasons. Fact check my ass. Joe Scarborough has a female relative in the Freemasons, and he is a black man that they let in there saying no niggers allowed, but they let him put his female, you know, family member in Freemasons. What's up? Stay your dumb asses by your house and your walls. I don't want nothing to do with you clowns. I'm simply going to the bank. You still just shitty riding asses up, right? I didn't know sin or wrong or harm to nobody, right? I didn't steal or take anybody's money. It's a global supply chain that's not even tied to the United States. So no good day can the United States last their money, right? Just a bunch of dumbass racists used to treating people like shit and stealing from everybody. All right, now let me tell you guys the story of FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, which is what these racists just tried to do, selling this fraudulent stock. Okay, now that's for the Lord. You had racist print up of air token. You know how Sam Bankman-Fried, he printed up pretend. Basically, these racists printed up pretend stock. Sam Bankman-Fried pretended, I mean, he did the same thing as his, you know, racist counterparts, even though he's mixed race. But he did the same thing, does that make sense? And right now, as his counterparts, does that make sense? And right now, that's the Lord. And right now, I'm not going to insult anybody Jewish. I leave that there, right? I did not know they were Jewish, right? They were trying so hard to pretend to be white. These folks have lost their mind, right? People, I mean, be proud of who you are, right? Oh, they don't be annoyed with my blood. Does that make sense? And then some to try to make sure I'm royal, right? No, so I am German, right? Even though you can't see nothing German about me, too. You have to go through my blood to find the German part of me. All right, no, that's full of, I reflect more towards my black and my Asian side, right? I'm black and Asian, so I reflect more towards being Hawaiian, Japanese, and black. You can see that clearly on me. The Jewish and German, you know me. Does that make sense? You have to go through my bloodline to find that in my ancestry. All right, no, that's Florida right now. But I say this again. All right, no, Sam Bankman-Fried printed an air token. He printed up one day. Sam Bankman-Fried got up. You know, he had a scam. He had an idea for a scam for money, just like these racists did in this instance with the stock. Even though I own 100%, I own 100 shares. I own every dime of it, right? Let's see any racists try to get up and lie that I'm not extracting anything on U.S. territory. I'm not extracting anything in the U.S. soil. I'm not extracting anything in the 50 states of the United States. Never, ever, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm 100%, so I'm going to make sure I don't touch it again in the United States. I'm going to go over to Europe and Asia. I'm going over to Europe and Asia to offer it so that let people know that I'm going to extract stocks so they're more than welcome to buy it. I write in a separate structure so they can buy it. Does that make sense to write? No, that's for the Lord. So basically, since I already own 100%, I can make $1,000,000,000, all right, now, which is a 34-digit number, and basically just double my cash up. Does that make sense? By letting people enrich themselves, and I want people to have an opportunity to buy it. All right, now, you know, people in Asia, people in Europe, people in Africa, people in South America, people in Mexico, people in Canada. All right, now, people in Europe, as long as you don't hate Jesus, you're not warmongers. All right, now, you don't hate Jesus, you don't hate Israel, and you're not warmongers. That you can buy it. Does that make sense? I'm not touching on that extract. I own 100% of it, so I can sell it to whom I want to. Anything I extract, I own it. So it'd be a great pleasure that different countries either bless their governments, their people, and their countries to rebuild and have, like, you know, something more modern. All right, now, robust economies and stuff. And even with Mexico, I hope they buy some stock. All right, now, because it helped them create jobs in Mexico and greater living conditions for their citizens, affordable living conditions. It is my great hope, all right now, to offer this in Jesus' name, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to offer this for Jesus' name over in Europe and Asia to help people. And America is blocked and they can't buy anything. So that ship is sailed. I'm not helping these assholes do shit. These faggots joined in to be shitty, and they did it for over 3 years. They sat here and tried to steal the formula from me. They raided my houses, even the hotels, after they got me kicked out of my house. They tried to steal my idea. They tried to steal my money. Well, it's not my idea. The Lord Jesus gave it to me. The Lord preserved it. He kept his hands on it. Ask Joe Scarborough about being African-American. Ask Joe Scarborough, despite working in Washington, knowing people in the CIA and the FBI and the intelligence, they still didn't understand or get that he African-American. He face-to-face with them. They still didn't get he was African-American because he looked so white you would never decipher. You'd never know it. Clearly, I don't study Joe Scarborough. I don't follow Joe Scarborough. You've been all through my streaming to know that. If you know what you're doing by Jesus' wisdom or you don't. He has successfully lied and hid for 61 years being an African-American man, Joe Scarborough. And Joe Scarborough, he is African-American. It's not evil to say Joe Scarborough is African-American. He is African-American. It's not evil to say Joe Scarborough is black. Joe Scarborough is black. It's not evil to say that Joe Scarborough is, I mean, it's the truth. He lied. He lived in a fantasy. He lived in an illusion. He has lied. He treated people with racism and contempt. He would say racially disparaging things. He's a black man that, you know, got caught up in his own illusions and delusions, right? And own self-hate. And that's a shame. But it's not a sin or wrong, right? It's not wrong to say that Joe Scarborough is black. He is a black man. It is not wrong to say Joe Scarborough is a black man. Joe Scarborough, like Obama, is a black man. Right? It is not wrong to say, right? It's not wrong to say that Joe Scarborough is African American. Joe Scarborough is African American. Joe Scarborough's own parent had trouble hiding being mixed race, right? And excuse me, hid being white, right? Some of those mixed race features would pop out on Joe Scarborough's parent. They had to try to quickly figure out a way to explain the way. So Joe Scarborough's parent married somebody white. All right, now Joe Scarborough looked very fair skinned to the fact that he has had no trouble. Looking white, but he is like, you know, avoided, like he keep black people at arm's length. He'll say hi and bye, yes, but at arm's length, right? Does that make sense? All right, now, you know, not too close to him, he'll back off. Does that make sense, right? You work with black people, yes. He engaged with black people, yes, but, you know, his personal life is at arm's length because he is black, right? Some black people he know, yes, all right, now, but he's still at an arm's length type distance with this dude. Perfectly comfortable hearing Biden them say nigger and all this other stuff and laugh and giggle with them because he really had gotten caught up in his own fantasy, despite him having a black parent. Despite Joe Scarborough himself being, okay, Joe Scarborough's parent is African-American, his grandparent is African-American, and his great-grandparent is definitely African-American. Like, you know, like these racist looks, say, I got John this and John that because my grandfather is black, and they try to, like, you know, justify it to me. Okay, Joe Scarborough's grandfather is black, right? Not grandfather, excuse me, no. All right, no, not grandfather, no. Basically, Joe Scarborough, I said to you like this, he has a John in his family. Not grandfather, no. But Joe Scarborough has a John in his family, a black person. Basically, we'll say John, a black person. So Joe Scarborough has a black person like a John. Like they say, my John, my granddad. I'm proud of my granddaddy, too. Joe Scarborough also has a John in his family. See, he's just fair-skinned. He did everything. He was so ashamed of himself. All right, no, he tried to hide who he is. Right? I didn't. I painted a picture of my granddad. They put him on the internet. Joe Scarborough had been lying for 61 years. About, him having a John, a fully black great-grandparent. His grandparent is fully black, like my grandparent John. His grandparent is fully black, you know, his great-grandparent. Fully black. No mixed ancestry. Right? Okay, he black, basically. Yeah, so, you know, okay, the racists, what they did was, all right, now Sam Bankman-Fried printed up, okay, long story short, Sam Bankman-Fried printed up FTX pretend money. He sold the pretend money for real money. The racists have printed up fake stuff. They sold the pretend stuff for real money. But I own 100%. Since I already own 100%, what they bought and tried to steal is valueless. I'm not extracting anything in the U.S. so they can't pop their nasty asses up. And these punks like Obama them either, right? So they can't try to pump. All right, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to take this back cordial. I don't like them. They don't like me. They tried to steal from me. Look at how they treated me. Stay behind their houses and their walls. We just proved they let a black man use the back door despite them not knowing he was a black man because he passed for white. All right, let's say he pretended to be white, so ashamed of who he is. Just like they let us say John and John this. Okay, Joe Scarborough has a John too. His great grandfather is completely black. He's fully black. His mother, his father. All right, now his he got a black ancestry. All right, now not to say grandfather, just that makes sense. No, all right, a black ancestor. All right, now his great grandparent. All right, no, not grandfather, not grandmother. No, his great grandparent. I say like this. All right, now keep it ambiguous. All right, now keep it vague. All right, now his great grandparent is black. All right, now let me put it to you like this. Okay, Joe Scarborough's great grandparents, mother and father are both black. Joe Scarborough's great grandparent, mother and father are both black. Both black. Do you get it? His own grandparent is black, mixed race, but with a black parent. Okay, so Joe Scarborough's own parent has a black parent, mixed race, but black. Joe Scarborough has a black parent. He is a black parent, too, and everything he sprayed is black. You know, this black man that pretended to be white that used the back door. Fact check my ass that Joe Scarborough has a female family member in the Freemasons. And may these delusional faggots stay behind the house and walls and God forgive me for the language. It has not been a picnic dealing with these crap hoes, but I promise the Lord I'll behave. Just unappreciated how they treated me. Trying to steal from me so hard. I'm not helping these crappy assholes do shit. Don't ask me for help. I'm not helping you do shit. You fried. That ship is sell. You don't help shitty people that do everything to do be evil, thinking they can steal, but they cannot own 100%. So these races have printed up all this valueless, worthless, you know, pretend stock. I own 100%, which means that there's nothing to offer me because I already own 100%. Like FTS printed up pretend money and gave in. FTS printed up pretend money. Let's see if these dumbass races lie in the video anymore and I already own 100%. Let's see if we get their asses on the TV and lie in the video. Not just the races. These shithole, you know, people too are right now different races talking about the video trying to steal from me. They knew I own 100%. They printed up pretend money and sold it to each other. They're so stupid. They took their real money and paid for pretend money. They own banking that they dumbasses could steal. What's up? Would you feel bad for them? So the racists, knowing that they printed up pretend stock, sold they fake pretend stock for real money, and I own 100%. Which means it's valueless because I already own 100%. What fool you got? You are some jackass fools. Let's see them get up there and cry tears about Nvidia because I already own 100%. So they literally printed up pretend stock that has no value because I already own 100%. They have no way to chip at the 100%. They have no way to get into that 100%. The whole world saw it earned to Jesus fair and square, right? They fried. I'm not taking any of my 100% to get them shit. They printed up pretend money. They decided to buy pretend money from each other. They knew they were trying to steal and try to buy pretend money from each other. What's up, right? I get 100% of everything that's been accounted. Okay, so if the count is at 10, no $1 million now, all 10 no $1 million is mine. I get 100% of everything that's in the bank. I get 100% of everything I extract. Everybody already got paid from the first round of it, and nobody on planet Earth lost their money. And people like saying, you know, she get everything. Right, and I thank the people at the top of their integrity. I thank them in Jesus' name. I mean, clearly, I didn't start in the United States. In fact, they started calling Kate Middleton to try to help them steal, too. I have no sympathy for these folks. Okay, the United States of America, these racists in it, in their arrogance, their racism, and their evil, tried to frame me, lynch me, humiliate me, and embarrass me, steal my rent money, drop my rent money. They even family sleep in the back of a car. They drawn up all my work, and I'm recording them when they put nobody on the phone. I changed jobs 3 times. They got me kicked out of my house, laughing and giggling. I got extensions and light bills to prove that I did everything I could to keep that house, including even the recording where they kept pulling people off the phone. They never got me evicted, but they kept pulling people off the phone, knowing I owned 100%. These jackasses printed up pretend stock. They start selling their pretend fake stock that everybody knew was fake, but they tried to bank on they could steal. All right, now they tried to sell their pretend stock for real money. And these fools in ass tons took their real money and bought pretend stock and already own 100%. And they are delusional. They stupid and they're fried. Shit, that's horrible, right? Damn, right? So I own 100% of the stock. The racists basically just sold pretend stock. They clowns. They better get their money, but they fried. All right, I already own 100% of the stock. All right, no, that's what anything I extract, I own. It's a global supply chain. Don't belong to the United States. I'm not extracting anything, so no dumbass factor can be delusional enough to stand their asses up and bet me ever again. They'll never, ever try this again. Not ever. And anything I extract, and plus the money that's being counted, I own 100% of the money that's being counted. 100%, not 30%, these clown-ass racists. I own 100% of what's being counted. I own everything that's being counted. I own every piece of what's being counted. Plus everything I extract, I own. I did not start it, right? I didn't mistreat anybody. I wasn't racist to anybody. I didn't try to steal from anybody. I didn't try to frame anybody. I didn't lynch anybody for 317 days. I did not starve anybody. I did not mistreat anybody. What's up? So you have a bunch of racists that sold pretend stock thinking that they so entitled and they so special. They sold lying stock. They sold pretend stock to other people that's valueless because I already own 100%. You had these dumbasses stupid enough in the United States to buy all that pretend money knowing full well I own 100%. They fried out their money. They literally threw their money away knowing that the stock was pretend. They knew it was pretend. They knew what the racists were selling is pretend because I already own 100%. They never pop their punk asses up again and do this because I'm not going to extract anything in the United States. They fried. Thank you guys so much, and Jesus good. Thank you guys so much. What's up? Wow.